Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry here. I'm your host, Sister Keisha, here on Send Forth Your Word. Today, I will be back again here on the air with part two on the spirit of rebellion. So for those who have missed part one, I'm asking that you would come and archive part one so that you can get a full understanding on the spirit of rebellion. Let's do a semi-recap because I am running with time today. I am on a shorter segment, so I want to try to get in all the things we left off on part one of the spirit of rebellion. And so in the first part of the spirit of rebellion, yesterday we talked about that a person who has the spirit of rebellion is a person who is normally a witty and crafty individual, and they are always concerned more about getting their own way in everything that they do. And to add, most people who are held captive by the spirit are very disobedient, and they're considered very evil according to the scriptures. They are not people who can accept when they've done something wrong. And unfortunately, for those who are dealing with people who have a spirit of rebellion, they are very retaliating. They like to retaliate against those who love them the most, those who are trying to look out for their best interests. They are people that sometimes can come across as living like a normal, calm life, but if you back them into a corner, if you take away something they believe is rightfully theirs, they will come at you in full force and full speed. I've seen it so many times in the lifestyles of loved ones. I, too, had some of the traits of a person who has a spiritual rebellion when I was younger. And that's why I want to pick up in regards to how this spirit comes about. And does it just really come on a person at any time? I truly believe that the spirit of rebellion is a seed, and it is planted into an individual's life early on in their adolescent years. And in the scriptures, according to Samuel chapter 15, verse 23 says, rebellion is as the sin of divination, and presumption is an iniquity and idolatry. Today in part two of the spirit of rebellion, we will go over what is divination and how people who are caught up with the spirit of rebellion, how they are connected with the spirit of witchcraft. Many people who have the spirit of rebellion operate in their lives. They do not follow the laws of the Lord. They do not follow God's word. And they even have people who are working members in the body of Christ who are very devoted to their ministries, who are constant churchgoers, who are men and authentic women and men of God, but they still have the spirit of rebellion inside of them. And so it tends to come through in different ways if you begin to study on this spirit of rebellion, and I'm praying that you, our friends and listeners, will not let this be your final hear of this, because we are in a very, very terrible time, you know, where your ability to understand and perceive what God is trying to say is very important. And that if you're operating under a spirit of divination, manipulation, and control, you know, if you know anything about the spirit of witchcraft, that is where you are in that realm. And some people have become very comfortable using witchcraft on the everyday individual. You know, I believe early on in our life, I seen that God showed and revealed to me that there was a pattern how people became connected to a spirit of rebellion. Not everyone understood that that was the way they were going in that direction, but because they were being bewitched at an early age. But I'm just going to throw this one out here as a nugget. There is a spirit where, when it comes to witchcraft, that most people will agree that they may be guilty. And I'm telling you, if this is you, I ask that you repent. Instead of them doing witchcraft, they were introduced to wishcraft. And what that really means is that they were wishing things on people. You know, I wish that person fall. I wish that person don't get that promotion. I wish that person don't get the person they want to be with. And that is still a spirit of witchcraft. And I believe a lot of people, if not everyone, were deceived by that spirit. And it is a spirit of rebellion. It falls under a stubborn spirit, a spirit that is of divination and idolatry. And so it's so important today that we pay attention to things of our past as well, so we can understand maybe how we have become caught up in a disobedient and evil spirit. The Word of God speaks to those who are rebellion, and it tells them what their end purpose will become when they choose to disobey the Scriptures. When we look at the position our world is in today, we can see all types and forms of rebellion all around us. Even though the world has been afflicted by a global pandemic, we still see the spirit of rebellion in it in full operations after many people have even lost their lives. Idolatry goes hand in hand with the spirit of rebellion and fortune telling as well. Instead of turning to the Lord, we see more people choosing to remain in a rebellious state. Why is that? Why do people remain in a lifestyle of rebellion instead of making the choice to come to Christ? Why are many people's lives are drawn more and more towards sin than salvation? God is allowing humanity to choose their own destiny. And for those who refuse to come to and acknowledge the truth of the Word of God, they will soon be revealed. It will soon, will be revealed to those who do not believe. Rebellion is not only an action, but it is a state of thinking that will allow God to judge one's actions and deeds. So that is so important that you understand that if you choose to stay in the position of rebellion and fail to decide to repent and ask forgiveness because of your sins, you will be judged for your actions and your deeds. Today, I will give you 7 ways to discern if you've been bewitched by the spirit of rebellion. Again, we went over yesterday in part one, number one, talking back to people who have your best interests at heart. And that's something I think that I fell under that early in my life. I wasn't really a real hardcore rebellious kid, but I did have an opinion. I was very opinionated. And sometimes your opinion, it's not that it doesn't count, but you don't need to tell everything you feel. if you're a young person out there, be aware of those who seek counsel because who you seek counsel through, because not everyone has your best interests at heart. So, you know, those are things that young people tend to get, they're so caught up in. It's getting angry with their parents, yelling and fighting and talking back to their parents, and not recognizing or failing to recognize that their parents only have their best interests at heart. And then they'll go over to someone else who don't have their best interests, and they'll let them teach them evil and wicked things that can ultimately come and put a seed of the spirit of rebellion in your life. So you have to basically be careful, in other words, who you're listening to. Number two, the person who is being bewitched by a spirit of rebellion cannot receive the truth. They can't receive the truth, and they always like to have the last word in every conversation. You know, you have people out there, you know, you could be talking about something, the conversation can end, and they just cannot see it in without their final say. The reason why a person who does not like the truth is because they are extorted by their own version of the truth. They have their own mindset where they believe that their truth is the truth of it all, you know, per se. Number three, the spirit of rebellion provokes fear in their victims' lives in order to keep them following the hidden agendas within the spirit of rebellion's spiritual world or realm. But it will not lead you to a God-fearing relationship. So even if you have the spirit of fear, you know, there is a reverence, fear, that we are supposed to have a fear of reverence of the Lord. But when the spirit of rebellion provokes fear in a person, it's more of a fear of intimidation. And what it does, it tries to keep you in alignment with their agenda, the spirit's agenda. But it will not lead you to God, to a God-fearing relationship. But it will infuse hatred and self-perversion. In Proverbs 17, verse 11 says, "An evil man seeks only rebellion, and a cruel messenger will be sent against himself." This is a problem that causes the person who is in rebellion to be sent a demonic spirit that will become their guide, since they did not want to follow the will of God. And here God says that a person who rebels is considered an evil, is considered evil in his sight. And that's important, you know. When you are dealing with a spirit of rebellion, a person who has a rebel spirit, just they're just evil in their ways, their speech, their countenance towards a person, their behavior is dishonorable. They're just not in their own realm. They're really been kind of, the word is saying, they've been sent an evil messenger to guide them. So it's kind of hard to, even if you're the parent of a rebellious teen or a rebellious infant, because babies too can have that spirit of rebellion placed in them. And I've seen it. I know it seems kind of absurd a little bit for some, because they say, well, a little infant is so innocent. They've just been born and they haven't been really exposed. But what happens is these spirits are passed down through generations. And just like you will see a child who looks like a former grandparent, our godparent, I mean grandparent, our godfather, the same traits can follow when it comes to rebellion. So that's why you have to really pray over your children while they're in your womb. You have to speak to that child, speak life into that child, give them a sense of purpose. And you have to watch over the child's behavior in an early manner. You know, I actually have seen this in small children where they are very, very stubborn. You know, you'll try to get them to do things and they will not do it. They'll even know I don't want to. That's really a rebellious spirit. And if you're a parent of a child like that, you definitely want to start by doing spiritual warfare, like I spoke about in part one. You do not want that spirit to get out of control, because if you do not take authority over that spirit, that child is already, and I hate to say it, by them having that spirit of rebellion inside of them, they have already been dedicated to an altar to be able to become a practitioner of witchcraft, because the Bible says that the spirit of rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. So you don't want your child to come grow up and learn how to wish bad things on you, wish bad things on other loved ones, yelling, screaming all the time. You know, it just doesn't start always when a person gets older. Sometimes children act out because, you know, out of rebellion, because they've been corrected or their parent has come down on them on, you know, trying to get them to get their lives in order. If you really do the math and go back, if that child has the spirit of rebellion, it really came about early on in their life, and they may have inherited that generational curse, because that's what it becomes, a generational curse, where you have some people, you will find out, and that, you know, some people will have or share some of the same types of illnesses or behaviors as their forefathers and foremothers. So you want to make sure that you're really seeking the Lord when you see these spirits in operation, because the seed that was sowed in them, you know, it causes them to lose self-control and self-respect in a very negative way, you know, and you don't want that child to go overboard, you know, because that child who is dealing with a spirit of rebellion is going to be a piece of work. I hate to say it. They're going to take you through some things. So I hope that you will take this in consideration, do your own research, get some time out, and begin to pray and ask the Holy Spirit how to deal with that spirit of rebellion. A person, number five, it says, a person who has rebellious spirit has the seed of stubbornness and is the hidden sin of idolatry. I've watched people with a rebellious spirit worship material goods over the risen Savior because their gods allow them to invent their own truth. See, you have some people on purposely, they were taught this through their foreparents, through the generations, and it's been passed on down as a tradition to serve other gods. And they, one of the reasons why they are comfortable more so is because, like I said, they can invent their own truth. So you want to make sure that, you know, who you are counseling with, you understand their own theology, what kind of God they really serve, you know, before you just jump right into the relationship or the marriage, because they're going to expect you to follow the same traditions. Number six, the person who has a rebellious spirit has put their hands to evil at some place, and they tend to get a rush. Because of their self-hatred towards Christ, they are easily led to practice witchcraft and hatred against their own brethren. Be careful, because many young people are open to the door of occultic behavior that will ultimately lead them back into the spirit of rebellion, which is ultimately into the hand of witchcraft. It is important, my friends, on Stand Forth Your Word, that you recognize that if your child is drawing pictures, or if they're always wearing dark colors, forms of depression, or never really wanting to be in a gathering with the family setting, there is something wrong. If they're listening to a different type of occultic music, you definitely want to pay attention to that, because, you know, we're in the last days, and our job as a parent is to nurture and to protect our children. And we have to be careful and skillful over who we allow to be in their lives. So if you are a very loving parent, a parent, whether you're stern loving or what, but you don't want this world to take advantage of your child and all the work you put in that child, you definitely want to pay attention to their behavior. Number 7, although many rebellion people may not become a full-fledged witch or wizard, so they think, but ultimately by the nature of the spirit of rebellion, they will use sorcery to gain access into innocent people's lives and can ruin and change the true destiny of those people. Now, what that means is that not everybody's going to really tap into witchcraft all the way through, but when you touch just sorcery, you're already there. And some children at this point know how to tap into witchcraft to the fullest. And so today I just wanted to share the 7 ways to discern if you or a loved one of yours may be caught under the spirit of rebellion. My time is really running, and I just wanted to really kind of let you know again that we have to really be careful with our children and making sure that they are reading and they are praying and you are introducing them to healthy things to live by. And so I want you to know that I enjoy talking to you about the spirit of rebellion. I will be back soon so that we can share a new topic here on Send Forth Your Word Radio Ministry. If you have a request and would like prayer, please send your prayer requests or your testimonies to sendforthyourword@gmail.com. We are excited to have all those who have just tuned in for the first time. I want to invite you to archive any of our shows here on Send Forth Network, and I appreciate your continued support to Send Forth Your Word. Those who have listened to our shows continue over the year. May God richly bless you and yours, and until we meet again.